you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're going to go to a story here from the Atlantic Journal, something or other, AJC.com, Gwinnett County. This is in Georgia. Atlanta area.
Near Atlanta.
While neighboring counties encourage recycling, Gwinnett County's new solid waste management ordinance puts teeth into it. The ordinance provides for a civil fine of $500 for violations, which includes those who fail to source separate residential recovered materials, whatever that means. Mandatory recycling is not common in Metro Atlanta, but Gwinnett County Commission Chairman so-and-so Bannister says the move is in line with a state policy that local governments develop plans to reduce solid waste by 25%. Bannister said, "We want to save landfills as long as we can. Nobody wants to open up a new landfill." Well, why not? What's the problem with that?
It's a business, you know? I mean, somebody's going to make money on that landfill. What's the problem with that?
I don't know. It must be bad politically to open up a new landfill.
People don't like the idea of landfills, that's for sure.
I don't know.
One thing that they don't mention is so much of the garbage that gets thrown away could be better for the environment by incineration. And they
really?
Just never say that because of this whole carbon thing, that the idea that anything combusted is bad for the environment is it's just not so. I've read an article somewhere that baby diapers are better burned than put in landfills.
No kidding. Well, if the marketplace was really in charge of waste disposal, and it's not, but if it really was, then the market would do whatever is most efficient. The marketplace would do whatever is most cost effective.
Yeah, so, cost-effective. I mean, I don't know that they necessarily would be encouraged to do what is best for the environment, and that's the biggest concern that most of the greenies out there have with the free market, is that, what might not be best for the environment might be the cheapest thing to do, and that's what, organizations like that would do. However, if your property is damaged or your health is in some way damaged by someone's disposal of refuse in a poor manner, well, you have a case against them. You have
cause
against them in court, and then they have a huge incentive to do whatever is best for the environment.
Right. So because of the fact that they would be exposed to lawsuits, they already have that incentive to be cautious about how they dispose of things and how things are taken care of. But anyway, the story here is that the $500 is what people will be facing if they don't play by their little recycling rules. And so the bureaucrat says here that they don't want to open up a new landfill, and we don't intend for this to be the garbage Gestapo running around looking in people's garbage about what's there and what's not there, said the executive director of Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful, which is administering the waste disposal program. I believe the fine applies to all categories, and certainly if we saw excessive abuses of materials being thrown in the garbage. The big concern is, she says, mixing garbage in the recycling container. She says it causes contamination, and it ends up going...
contaminates the recycling.
It ends up going to a landfill anyway. So she's saying, it's not going to be the garbage Gestapo. The fine's only going to apply... It's going to apply to all categories, whatever that means. And if we saw excessive abuses, they would give out the fine. But I don't think she's going to be the person who's going to be driving around doing this.
Somebody's going to be put in charge of administering this little program, and that person's going to be incentivized to be the garbage Gestapo.
So $500 is what residents are facing here, and it seems a little steep.
Don't you think it's an interesting way for the county to raise funds? Hey, they could just go ahead and give out these $500 fines, and then, it's like a little extra bonus for the county. We need it.
Right now, if you choose not to recycle, you can damn well better believe you're probably going to get one of these fines. If you're just deciding that, no, you don't believe in recycling, maybe you watched Penn & Teller's BS and watched the recycling episode, which is a real eye-opener, by the way.
It's a little on the old side. There's some of the recycling technology has increased since then.
Oh, really?
There's a new article in Popular Mechanics, which basically says that it's a wash in a lot of cases. Obviously, metals are a great thing to recycle, but, not much better for the environment.
Plastic.
Yeah, you'd get to drive that paper and plastic all around. Apparently, with paper, China's buying it, so there's a need for the bulk material, and they're figuring out things to do with the plastics. Apparently, some fleece stuff is made out of plastics and furniture and things like that that they're managing to do. So,
fabrics. But just because they can do things doesn't mean that it's more efficient to do them that way. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily better to do them that way. You're saying they're finding it's a wash
because the government has put 30 years of inefficiency into making it building an industry. Some enterprising folks are saying, huh, I can get some materials cheaply this way. So now it's beginning to, get some legs, according to the Popular Mechanics article. You know, obviously everything that's put out by the governments is going to be pro-recycling because recycling's this big thing for them. But it just goes to show how difficult it is to get something like this up and running.
I totally do not want recycling back in my life. I'm not interested in participating in it. I don't want to allocate the room to have bins in my house. I don't want to have two more trash cans in which to I don't want to spend the time to separate things. And I know you're saying that things are a little bit better these days, but basically, according to what I understood, is that most things it's not worth recycling with the exception of aluminum cans. As far as the standard recyclables, most people don't have sheet metal that they're recycling on a regular basis. So, I mean, as far as the average things that most households are throwing out, aluminum cans, what I understand to be the most useful thing to recycle, and the others are all just, it's a big waste of effort. It's a big waste of energy to try to, for instance, to bleach the paper and to do the things they need to do to the plastic to make it usable again, as opposed to just
I'm skeptical of a lot of the pro recycling stuff I've seen. Very skeptical of this information. So, to me, I'd prefer to just throw things out and let it decay and return to the earth.
So I'm very pleased that we don't have to deal with that stuff here, at least in this area of New Hampshire. I know that, from what I understand, there are some places in New Hampshire where recycling is apparently mandatory, but around here it's not. And that's one of the things I like about being here, because I don't want to be going up against the state on a recycling issue. If you thought the couch was a bad issue, can you imagine taking on a recycling issue, versus the state? I mean, everybody has been so indoctrinated to believe in this recycling story that it would be very, very, it would be quite a difficult issue.
You'd be Satan.
Yeah.
As far as the PR,
then I'd be destroying the earth instead of my neighbor's property values, right?
Right.
Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Anthony in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony. Anthony in Illinois going once. Anthony in Illinois. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Hi, thank you. This is with regard. I want to ask you about the disclosure of Obama's original birth certificate, how that went with the Supreme Court today.
Hell if I know. Who cares?
Well, I think it's interesting. I don't know why you always, whenever anybody brings this up, it's like, who cares?
Who cares?
I understand that.
Whether it's Obama or Hillary or McCain, they're all the same to me. I don't care.
It's
going to
be Joe Biden, just so you know.
Whatever.
Just try to stay plugged in here.
This gentleman, Leo D'Onofrio, he basically brought a complaint, and this is in over there in New Jersey, I believe, where the socialist candidate got on the ballot, and he was a citizen of Nicaragua. He was not even an American, and yet he got on the ballot for the Socialist Workers Party, and here in this last presidential election. And that's why it's gone. Hello?
We're right here.
Yeah. That's why it's gone before the this is why Mr. Don Frio's lawsuit has gone before the Supreme Court, and this is in questioning or to validate whether Obama himself is an American, natural born American citizen and not born in Kenya or born anywhere else outside of the territory or outside of the United States.
It's hard for me to get excited about this.
I don't think we're going to get Obama's birth certificate. At this point, he's just too powerful of a man,
It seems like...
If assuming he's not the natural-born citizen that he's supposed to be.
This is just such political trivia to me. I mean, it really doesn't make any difference in the long run. Even if they all of a sudden throw Obama out and he never even makes it into office, as you say, Mark, Joe Biden will just roll right in there. They'll appoint somebody else to the vice presidency, and things will go ahead as planned. I mean, they're going to go ahead with the national service
program. I think it's interesting, personally.
Yeah, it's interesting from a trivial perspective. Okay.
Gentlemen?
Yes, sir?
That's it. And although the Hawaiian officials have vouched for Obama's birth certificate as being true and genuine and authentic and valid, that does not in and of itself make the...
More on the way. Hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Phase one of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing new internet listeners on board as well, introducing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Anthony in Illinois. Anthony, you're trying to wrap up a point about this controversy that some people seem to care about as to whether or not Obama is an American citizen, meaning he was born on a specific plot of land, and people are trying to ascertain where he was born. So you're saying something about Hawaii?
Yeah, well, see, it bothers me. This is what really bothers me. This ilks me to no end, is that although the officials in Hawaii have vouched, they never have reproduced his original birth certificate. They vouched that that his birth certificate is genuine and true and authentic and so on and so forth. But that does not, just because they vouch for it, does not necessarily in and of itself make the birth certificate that he has hold away. He's got it locked up. He's got it stashed away in a state vault somewhere, okay? It does not make that birth certificate that he's got stashed away any more valid or genuine unless it is released for public and professional authentication and viewing before Mr. Obama is elected by the United States Electoral College.
Now, what if the birth certificate just doesn't exist? They can't put their hands on it.
If it doesn't exist, then they cannot proceed with having him elected at the Electoral College and him even being sworn in.
Now, really? Oh, wait. Before you get all whipped up here, don't you think a man in America is innocent until proven guilty? Shouldn't they actually have to prove that Obama is not an American citizen, not him have to prove that he is?
Well, they have to prove that he is. But, see, he has not proven that he is. And
why? Why does he have to? I mean, he says he is, but you would have to prove that he isn't, right?
True. And the very fact that he has spent over $800,000 in legal fees and funds to deny that his locked in a state vault birth certificate, you know, is kept from public scrutiny and authentication.
Disturbing.
Enough to me that he's hiding something.
Yeah, I agree that I think it's disturbing. I think that something's
almost
being
$1 million.
Something's being hidden here. Absolutely. I believe something's being hidden here. I don't understand why it's being hidden. Mm-hmm. I went online. I searched for this. There's some kind of – he had on his site some kind of weird thing that looked kind of like a birth certificate, but not like mine. It looked more like an award that you might give a kid for best puzzle maker or something like that. It was very
– Thank you. I mean, here I voted for him. Here I supported him. Here I – when I went to the website, I was going to defend his birth certificate, and then I find out that he's got it blacked out, the serial number or the documentation number. He's got a black strip over it, and then he doesn't even have a state seal on it to show the date, and it looks so doctored up. I'm saying it looks so phony. I'm going like, whoa, wait, what? And then when I further investigated, went, you know, deep and further, and I'm hearing that, his grandmother, his Kenyan grandmother says she actually witnessed his birth in Kenya.
You know, I've actually I've determined why this is interesting. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But at the beginning of the call, I didn't think this was interesting because it seems like political trivia, and I believe still that it is. But I found an interesting side note.
Yeah.
This is more evidence, Mark, that there is no grand global conspiracy, that the Bilderbergers are really not as powerful as the conspiracy theorists would have you believe.
That's
because they can't even... I mean, if it's true,
it's a fake birth certificate.
Right. If it's true, I mean, look, we get these conspiracy fringers calling the show from time to time saying that they're the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and they're taking over the world and they're meeting secretly and they want to exterminate 80% of the population and they control everything. You know, this sort of mentality of, okay, the politicians are puppets, right? We've heard this a lot of times.
Yes.
Politicians are just puppets. For the world elite's up there pulling the strings. They're telling them what to do. They're just following orders. They're
as though the world elite wouldn't want to be the politicians themselves.
They're putting into into plan this new world order, etc., etc. They're so powerful. They're so controlling. Well, if that's true, why can't they manufacture a flipping birth certificate? I mean, this isn't that hard. You go and, I mean, if you're the Bilderbergers or the Rothschilds, it shouldn't be hard for you to go down to the office where they have these things, grab one from one of the files, and fill it out. and maybe send it to one of your experts to make it look a little old.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, how hard could this really be? We're talking about a piece of paper with a limited amount of anti-counterfeiting things. I mean, maybe there's some micro printing on there, but these are things that are not...
On a man's 40-year-old birth certificate that there's micro printing? I don't think so.
Good point. This is pretty old stuff. I'm just trying to say that, I mean, whatever's on there, even if it's micro printing, whatever's on there, it should be no obstacle for these rich, wealthy elites, right? I mean, buy whatever sort of printing press you need to fake a birth certificate.
It doesn't. I have to agree.
So,
I mean,
more evidence.
Obviously, you know, if the Bilderbergers can't be very good, they're running a pretty slipshod operation. Yeah. If they can't come up with a fake birth certificate for their new skull and bones appointee.
So, just as far as I'm concerned, this is just another nail in the conspiracy fringer coffin. As far as I'm concerned on this issue. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But otherwise, I still think it's political trivia. It doesn't really matter. Even if Obama is disqualified, the country will still continue devolving into a tyrannical despotism.
I think it's interesting because politics is reward your friends, punish your enemies. And the fact is, Obama's birth certificate is never going to be produced. You're just not going to get it out of there. And if it is, it's going to be some kind of new copy of because the old one's not coming out. It's just not coming out, people. They're not going to get it. So it's proof that politicians, you know, that the group, the in-group, is going to keep the out-group out. And you, if you're listening to my voice right now,
you're
are the out-group.
Out
supporting these people is of no use to you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do what they want to do, and if it costs you your livelihood, your life, your family, whatever, it doesn't matter.
They don't care. It's not their life. Let's go to your phone calls. Dan is on the line in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't want to bring up the whole intellectual property thing again, except for to give you two examples of how it works outside of the system.
Okay.
All right.
Some friends of mine have a company, and they manufacture upgrades for the AR-15 platform rifles.
Okay.
They have not bothered to apply for patents in the last 10 years they've been doing this. A very successful business, by the way.
Okay.
Simply because they own the machines that make the parts. People cannot steal their ideas and compete with them just for the simple fact of they can't do it monetarily. It doesn't make sense. So in the past 10 years where they've been on the market and have had great success and everybody knows who they are, if you're in the AR platform of rifles, you know exactly who I'm talking about. They make sight pins and whatnot. And they maintain that simply because no one can compete with them on a financial basis. So it's evidence that you can operate and have great ideas and not need intellectual property.
I guess I don't understand. I want to ask a question for clarification here. So hang on. I'm going to bring you back. Why is it someone can't compete on a financial basis? There's always somebody out there with some money. So I want to get more details on that. And if it's a profitable business, certainly there's a competitor out there that would like to do the same thing and take some market share. So why is it impossible? 800-259-9231. We'll find out in moments. Take your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
the logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, 2 extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. The toll-free number is available for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a collections company that does, well, all the collections stuff out there. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They're also highly active in the Liberty Movement. Not only do they sponsor Free Talk Live, but they sponsor Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted. I believe it's nevergetbusted.com. And they just did a big, huge event where they busted some corrupt cops down in Odessa, Texas.
That's right.
You can go to nevergetbusted.com, check that out. And it's all brought to you by SACL CAI.
It's actually my understanding that SACL was not sponsoring the cop busters, but he was involved as a crew member.
Oh, I see.
But he has helped out Barry.
But he sponsored their Never Get Raided.
He did sponsor Never Get Raided, and he's definitely behind Barry Cooper.
Involved in some way.
Yeah.
SACL, CAI, Jason Osborne.
All right, we continue. Dan in Texas, back on the line with us. You were giving us an example, some friends of yours that are running a business that involves custom parts for AR-15 rifles, at least as I understood it. And you were giving us this example because you're saying that it's a business that they've made very profitable, and that they've never gotten a patent on any one of their products that they sell, and you believe that that's because, for whatever reason, the cost of entry is too high for competitors? Did I understand you correctly?
That is correct.
Why would it be that a competitor would not be able to get into this business? I don't understand that. A lot of people have a lot of money out there. And
it's not that they can't. It's that the numbers don't add up. The thing is, it was an existing machine shop. They already owned every piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
To even to hire somebody to make these parts, the margin is just not there unless you own the equipment to really compete with them on any kind of real level.
So the margins, the profit margins to selling these things isn't worth building the machine?
It's not worth setting a company up around unless you already had a machine shop. See, it's a machine shop that does other things as well.
Gotcha.
So other people have machine shops. I mean, they could very easily get into this business. Yeah,
why couldn't
the name is so out there that if the firearms community is a pretty small place as far as business owners. And if you were to try to copy them, you would face all kinds of fallout from being that jerk that's copying the other company.
So the buyers in the marketplace would have a loyalty to the original creator of the product, is what you're saying.
In addition to the other reasons, yes, that would definitely be a factor in that.
Now, you called about intellectual property, so I'm going to ask you an intellectual property question. Why can't I patent whatever it is that they're making and then sue them and get some kind of settlement out of them?
I have no idea how to answer that question. I would imagine that may be a possibility, but for whatever reason, it hasn't happened, and they're not scared of it.
So. I'll answer it as best I can. Okay. The answer I think is that there's something called a common law patent or common law copyright, these kind of things out there. And if you can prove that you were doing it before I put the patent, on it, then
they could probably do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable.
But at the same time, there would be attorney's costs. If it was a big company, they would have to hire attorneys to protect themselves. However, a little company might just be able to go in and say, look, Your Honor, this is frivolous. Here's a piece of paper proven. Yeah.
Very good.
And I also have another example of...
Yes, sir.
Whenever you start talking... A little bit different, but when you start talking about a stateless society, everyone says, well, who's going to build the roads, right?
That's something that people say.
Right. Well, I put myself through college as an aircraft mechanic at a private airports. And I would say aviation could be a little more complicated than driving down the road, wouldn't you say?
At this current point in time, it is, yes.
Right. And this airport was a public airport, publicly used, but it was privately owned. We performed maintenance. We rented aircraft. We had instructors. We had fuel cells, jet fuel, and gasoline, avgas, and had all manner of aircraft come through there, and every single penny of that operation was privately funded, and every employee was a private employee. And we had a fantastic safety record, and despite the owner being not the best businessman in the world, it prospered quite a bit.
And you bring that up in regards to roads? I'm not sure what's your connection.
Well, people claim they get all scared when you say a stateless society can't provide things like roads. And here I'm talking about, aviation. We're talking about pieces of metal flying through the air with people. And that was accomplished without the aid of a, what I'm saying is if we can do that, roads.
Good point.
Won't be any harder.
Yeah, laying down concrete or laying down asphalt isn't the most complicated of endeavors.
I think if we were to go to a stateless society or a far, far, far less regulated society, and we had to rely on roads and things like that, I think you're talking about an antiquated technology that really doesn't fit into the picture. The vast majority of people who are traveling down the road are not transporting goods from one place to another. They're transporting bodies from one place to another. And for that you can do...
a can of worms you're opening up there.
Yeah, I know, but I think you're talking flying cars, man. I think you're talking gyrocopters.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're talking, when you don't have the FAA saying, well, this person can't fly and that person can't fly, then what you'll see is you'll see people able to, compete in the arena of, call it what you want, a flying car, something that's easier for the average individual to... direct.
It couldn't be that hard
to drive than...
Listen, I've been in the industry, and my father has been an aviation mechanic since he graduated high school. And let me tell you what, the amount of technology that general aviation, i.e. not commercial, we're talking about the little airplanes that people fly for fun, we're talking 1930s technology simply because it is way too expensive to invent anything new in the area of general aviation. It just doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, it's because there's so few consumers. I mean, the people that are out there doing general aviation is very, very small compared to the amount of people out there driving around in cars. If
right.
the people driving around in cars were all of a sudden potential clients for flying car manufacturers, you can better believe that the research and development would be done in order to make sure that the flying cars were safe, easy to use, simple, perhaps even satellite guided or something like that, GPS guided, you know, to where you could just punch in your location on the GPS. Yes, and then
right. This is
well, now you're talking chicken and egg because you know there may be a great market for it, but we'll never know because you can't afford to do anything with it.
Well, that's not true.
You're shut out.
Well, you can't do anything because the FAA is in the
right.
way. If the FAA got out of the way, you'd have Mahler Skycar, you'd have various other entities that would be
sure.
Putting the money up because the people that would be taking the people that would be the money men behind these businesses would see the potential for tremendous profits and they would take the risk and they would put that money up and they'd you know put it on the line. That's how all businesses. That have been successful have happened. People put their assets on the line.
When it comes to
I can guarantee you that I'd love to have a small airplane powered by a Toyota or a Honda engine.
Me too. Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
You mentioned GPS guiding and that kind of thing, and that's a heck of a lot easier to do in an airplane. I mean, they have autopilot today.
Right.
It's
up, over, down.
It essentially all they have to do is take care of takeoff and landing,
right? And avoiding colliding with other vehicles.
Come on, I mean that's pretty minimal. The likelihood of mid-air collision is significantly less than what you're talking about for you know on-ground collision
yes.
because you're traveling at different planes. And
I agree.
By planes, I mean you're different levels,
saying,
different
factor,
heights, different altitudes.
Right.
But when you're looking at these things, you know, I would think that some of the manual a great deal of the manual driving
uh-huh.
of it would be taken away because it would be safer for the companies from
insurance.
A lawsuit standpoint to, you know, the company that has the one with the autopilot, well, they'll be, you know, they'll be rewarded by the marketplace, and the company that has just the manual one where you can
yes.
put your teenager in and you can do loop-de-loos and then end up crashing into somebody's house. Well, that company's probably going to get sued because they're going to say, a jury's going to say, are you kidding me? You could have had an autopilot in there and you didn't?
Well, plus, what does the insurance company want to do? I mean, the company that's insuring these vehicles, these, I don't know if that's the right term, these flying cars, is going to want to be much more interested in insuring the ones that are autopiloted and computer-guided, as opposed to the one with a fallible human behind it. Of course, if the programming's wrong on the computer, then we could have some real problems. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include, well, I don't know if it's really a feature, but it's the survey. We need your help. Mark, there's a situation that's come up where because of the nature of the Internet, because of the nature of those who are most willing to go and fill out an online survey, the surveying that we've done in the past for demographic reasons has shown our listenership in the younger demos as perhaps being a little bit higher than it might actually
probably
be.
Weighted young, simply because of the people that are willing to respond and the access of younger people to the Internet.
So we need your help. If you're one of our listeners that's over the age of 25, because you're less likely to actually go and do what we're asking you to do, we have to specifically request that you go and do it. We need you to go to survey.freetalklive.com, and you don't have to answer the whole thing if you don't feel like it. At the very least, you should answer the question about your age and sex. Is that right, Mark?
That's questions. Right.
Two questions right there at the top, survey.freetalklive.com. You can answer
it has race on there. I don't even answer racial questions.
Yeah.
On my marriage certificate from
it's
the government.
It's not our survey.
Yeah.
It's
business race.
It's the folks over at wizard.tv.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And so they're kind of collecting some statistics for us because they're trying to market the show from a podcast perspective. And so head over to survey.freetalklive.com if you're over 25. If you're under 25, we can't stop you from going, but we've got a lot of you guys that have already done it. So 25 and older, please go to survey.freetalklive.com. Take less than a minute and answer those first two questions. It would be much appreciated. I know, Mark, you would really appreciate this from a sales perspective, trying to get certain clients on board who
yes.
cannot purchase advertising if they believe that a certain percentage of the audience is under a certain age because
it's
of some
law.
Federal regulations. So we're trying to help out those advertisers at survey.freetalklive.com or potential advertisers, I guess. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. And still to come, we'll find out what one cop did to serve and protect a pregnant woman. But first, we go to Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, Randy, what's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up that issue of the passport. I know we're beating a dead horse, and you're probably right, we'll never see it, but this isn't
the
really an issue.
The birth certificate of Obama.
Obama, sorry. Y'all were just talking about a few minutes ago.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I don't see it as an issue of innocent are innocent until proven guilty. This is just a requirement, and it seems very simple to prove that you are within the requirement. I mean, I've had to do this before for what is a passport, my Social Security card, and it wasn't like, yeah, you can go ahead and come on through. We believe that you are who you say you are. They just check it. It's not a proven.
Right. He's opting in to this little system called the election, and so he has to play by certain rules.
I wouldn't disagree. Right. I would not disagree that there should be for president to throw your hat in the ring, whatever paperwork you fill out from the government to do just that. That there should be a requirement to show your birth certificate at that time. However, I don't think that Barack Obama, from a sort of common law standpoint, should be required to do that when everybody else was not. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We don't know that, though, do we? I mean, the problem in this case with Berg. We don't know what they proved or didn't prove with anybody. So what Berg has done, Philip Berg, he wants to know exactly what Obama did to prove that he actually is an American citizen with his birth certificate. It seems very simple. I mean, this doesn't even seem like it should even have made it to as high as it's gone. You just show a birth certificate and you're done, and just, however, I've been following this for quite a while, and, I don't know. I've been on the fence several times where I'll go towards, I will fall on Obama's side, believing that he probably did prove what he said he proved. But at other times when I'll read, I can't find out. So from my standpoint, it seems like this should be real simple. And since it's going so difficult, that something's fishy here.
I agree. I agree that things are fishy. I think that when you're looking at this, if it was me, I'd say, look, here's my birth certificate. Shut up. Leave me alone. I'm going to be president. It would be that simple. And that's what likely you would do, too, right?
Right, exactly.
And he's not doing that, and that makes me suspect him. However, like Ian says, at this point, I don't really care one way or the other. I haven't got a horse in this race. It doesn't matter to me whether Obama or Joe Biden are the president, and it's going to be one of those two, even if they prove Obama's not eligible, then it's Joe Biden. Yippee!
Right, well, how many of the conservatives that are spending so many brain cycles being concerned over this are going to actually, let's say that the Supreme Court backs up Obama or whatever. I don't know how it's all going to play out. I haven't really been paying close attention to it beyond the few phone calls we've gotten. But let's say that the state backs up Obama and he gets into office, and yet everybody, it's still fishy. Nothing's ever really been proven. It's still up in the air as far as most of the conservatives that find this an important issue are concerned with. How many of those conservatives are actually going to say, you know what, this guy's not my president. He won't prove his birth certificate, so I'm not going to pay income taxes anymore. I mean, how many of them are actually going to do anything about this?
Right. They might keep McCain sticker on their bumper, and that's it.
Well, in this case, that's pretty much the argument, though, that Berg, when I've heard him interviewed, is to fight this before he ever gets into office, because once he gets into office, it's a lost case. So he's tried to elevate this at every turn he can.
And even if he wins, we all still lose. I mean, that's that's the sad part of this whole story. Even if he comes out the victor and they throw Obama out on his butt, it doesn't change one thing about the way business will be done there in Washington, D.C., and that's why I find this all to be just a big waste of people's time and effort. But I understand where they're coming from. I understand that they want to feel like, these people that are the conservative types, they want to feel like the Constitution matters. They want to feel like the system is still valid. They want to feel like the state is, still something that can be salvaged. And they're just wrong. I mean, the whole system is screwed. They don't give a flip about the Constitution. And these guys should know it by now. I mean, if they were paying attention to what their own buddies did, the Bush administration, they'd have some idea. But they apparently are blinded by
confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias. So thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I at one time was into the Constitution, thought it was important. Thought that it mattered. But the people in Washington, D.C. don't really think it matters.
No, nope, they don't seem to.
Yeah, so hopefully this will make that more clear to the conservative people that are very, very upset about this. Hopefully that's the way this will come out. Maybe it will come out in a very anti-constitutional fashion, and some people will wake up because Washington, D.C., both Republicans and Democrats, could give a flip about what that old piece of parchment says. After all, they didn't sign it, did they? 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I've heard people say the Constitution's unsigned. Is that true?
Unsigned?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know that
there is anything signed. I know the Declaration.
The Declaration was signed.
Certainly. I don't know.
Let's go to your phone calls. Amp line unscreened. Who's this?
Alex from New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm taking a girl out to lunch today.
Ooh,
and I
tomorrow.
Heard you were talking about that before.
You're taking her out tomorrow. It's not lunchtime.
Well, no. Sorry, tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Saturday. And the question is, do I pay for her lunch?
Have you invited her?
Place and we're not getting into a serious relationship.
Hold on
just
a second.
Pay for her lunch?
I missed the first thing you said. Ian asked something, and then you said something. So what did you just say?
I'm taking a girl out to lunch tomorrow.
I got that part. What are these caveats, the criteria, the ground rules that you just mentioned? Not getting into a serious relationship?
We're not dating. What? We're not in a relationship.
Okay.
It's just us talking. I'm going to be sharing political beliefs, et cetera, and she's very interested in them.
Besides, the question is,
should I pay for her lunch?
Hold on. So is this some kind of discipleship meeting where you're trying to convert her into a libertarian, or do you want to hump her?
Both.
Okay, great. Did you invite her?
Actually, it was kind of a mutual thing. She asked me.
Mm-hmm. She asked you.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Hmm. Pretty much? She kind of mutual? She pretty much asked you? How'd this go down?
Well, we were just talking online, and I was talking about, she's a big Ayn Rand person, and I was talking about objectivism, philosophy of liberty, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she'd like to go to this place called Chimney Rock. And I said, all right. So I was, we set up a time. And
When she said she'd like to go to this place, this is not a date, you see.
Wait a second. She said she'd like to go to Chimney Rock. Did she say she'd like to go with you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like to go to Chimney Rock with you is kind of what she said.
Yeah.
That sounds like an invitation, like she invited you to me. I would say that you know, the answer to this is it's relatively easy. You're not obligated to pay for her way.
But you should make sure you know up front, or she knows up front, that you're not
Whoa. You're not obligated. However, you're going to look like the big man. You're not going to look like a skinflint miser like my co-host. If you just go ahead and offer to pay for a meal, you know, just act like it's no big deal. Grab the meal. You'll look like a big man. Do that.
There you go. Thanks, Alex. Good luck. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 coming up.
You wouldn't buy...
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Listener.